おはようございます。ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, welcome to Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 10. Is this your Japanese house?
Jessie です。
Jessie here.
こんにちは、Naomi です。Naomi here.
Thanks for joining us again. Wow, we're already at Lesson 10. Naomi, could you tell us what we learned in the last lesson?
Sure. In the last lesson, you learned how to ask a question.
When you take a statement and add ka to the end, it becomes a question.
Exactly. And Jessie,What will we learn in this lesson?
You'll learn how to say that something belongs to someone. That means you'll be able to say things like my house, Masato's car, Taylor's dog, etc. Okay, so what's happening in the conversation this time?
Well, Masato and Kaori have just arrived at Taylor's house.
Yes, he just drove them home from the airport. It's their first time visiting his house. Okay, let's listen in.
これはテイラーさんの家ですか？
そうです。どうぞ。
お邪魔します。
あ、これはテイラーさんの犬ですか？
はい、マトリーです。
Let's listen to the conversation again slowly.
これはテイラーさんの家ですか？
そうです。どうぞ。
お邪魔します。
あ、これはテイラーさんの犬ですか？
はい、マトリーです。
Now, let's listen to it with the translation.
これはテイラーさんの家ですか?
Is this your house, Taylor?
そうです。どうぞ。
Yes, it is. Come on in.
お邪魔します。
Excuse us. Literally, please excuse the intrusion.
あ、これはテイラーさんの犬ですか?
Oh, is this your dog?
はい、マトリーです。
Yes, this is Muttley. So they made it.They finally made it out of the airport and have arrived at Taylor's house.
Yep. It's their first time visiting his house.
Kaori sounds kind of surprised. Like, is this your house? It must be really big.
Yeah, coming from Japan, where many houses aren't that big, I'm sure it must look big to them.
I think so. Speaking of houses, that's a good word to know for this lesson.
Yes. House is 家.
家. We'll be using this one in our examples later, so keep it in mind.The word for house is, again,
家.
Next, we have a phrase. Kaori and Masato said it when they entered Taylor's house.
That phrase is, お邪魔します。
お邪魔します。One more time slowly.
お邪魔します。
And regular speed.
お邪魔します。
Now, we really don't have any similar saying in English. You say it when you go into someone's house.To sum up the meaning in a nutshell, you're excusing yourself for intruding or interrupting, basically.
Yes, it's very humble.
Right, and that's the literal meaning. But now it's just become a custom to say this when you step into someone's house.
お邪魔します。
If you visit someone's home in Japan, be sure to say this. You'll leave a very good impression.
There's also a phrase for when you leave someone's house, too.
Yes, and to learn what that is, please check out the lesson notes PDF that goes with this lesson. Okay, on to the lesson focus.In this lesson, you'll learn how to say that something belongs to someone or is the possession of someone.
Phrases like my house,
Masato's car,
Taylor's dog,
and so on. Let's start with this simple one, my. What phrase can we say?
We just learned house, so how about my house?
Sounds good. So how would we say my house?
First, you start with I, 私. And remember that house is 家.
So we have 私 and 家.
Then you just put the word の in between the two words.
So the pattern is the owner plus の plus the item.
私の家.
And that means my house. The order of the words is the same as in English. Owner first and then the item. How about another example? Kaori talked about Taylor's house in the dialogue. How did she say Taylor's house?
Taylor-san の家.
Right. Taylor-san の家. Taylor, the owner, plus の, and the item, 家, or house. Are you starting to get the hang of it? Let's have the listeners try one. How about a new word we can use?
How about 車? 車 is car.
Ah, that's a good one. I'm sure many of our listeners have a car. We always hear from people saying that they listen to us in their car.
Yes. Okay then, let's go with 車.
So listeners, how would you say my car?
Remember that the pattern is owner plus の plus the item.
If you said
私の車,
you are correct. Okay, now Naomi, now that we've got that down,
yes,
we're going to take it a step further. We're going to get a bit daring.
A step further?
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do now?
Well, in the last lesson, we learned how to say, this is so-and-so, right? For example, this is a small gift, this is water, etc. We just use simple words. But now, we can try putting in the possession phrase that we just learned in there.
Ah, so then we could say things like, this is my house, or this is my car.
Exactly. So remember, when saying, this is so-and-so, we say, これは B です, where B is the item. So now in place of B, we can put our new phrase. Naomi, how do we say my house again?
私の家.
So now, this is my house would be?
これは私の家です.
One more time, please.
これは私の家です.
Listeners, repeat after Naomi. This is my house.
これは私の家です.
Okay, good. And now it's...
the listener's turn to make a sentence?
That's exactly it. Okay, everyone, do you remember the word for car?
車.
Right, 車. So let's try making the sentence, this is my car.
Here's a hint. My car would be 私の車.
Okay, this is a bit of a long sentence. Naomi, can you please give us the answer? This is my car would be?
これは私の車です.
Let's break it down.
これ
this
は私の車
my car
です.
Excellent. One more time, please repeat after Naomi.
これは私の車です.
Great. So the next time you want to show off your car to people, this is my car. It's as easy as that.
Good job on this lesson, everyone. How was it?
The sentences we're making are starting to get a little bit longer, aren't they?
Yes, so if you need a review, please check out the lesson notes PDF.
It will really help you to visualize the patterns we use, so we highly recommend reading through it. Okay, and that's going to do it for this lesson.
Thanks for listening, and see you in the next lesson.
Until next time.
じゃあまた。
これはテイラーさんの家ですか？
そうです。どうぞ。
お邪魔します。
あ、これはテイラーさんの犬ですか？
はい、マトリーです。